The Supreme Court makes Democrats happy. Sort of. Ghislaine Maxwell is being pampered in prison. And a new Epstein release is like his cell guards. It left us hanging. That and more in this week's America Uncovered headlines. Welcome to America Uncovered. I'm Chris Chappell. First, I just want to say thank you all for leaving an American flag emoji in the comments. It's been a huge help with engagement and YouTube's algorithm, that delightful robot matchmaker. A new study suggests that a common cleaning chemical is tied to a spike in liver disease across the U.S. The chemical, tetrachloroethylene, which is something I totally knew how to pronounce before and didn't need to look it up, is most often found in dry cleaning. So apparently, wearing a freshly dry-cleaned suit every day is a threat to your liver, right up there with drinking alcohol. Thank goodness the rat pack is already dead. The study found that 7% of Americans have detectable levels of tetrachloroethylene in their blood. Good thing I only wash my suits using dewdrops and sunshine. That's why they always look so fresh. The only thing that's detectable in my blood is good old-fashioned microplastics. Speaking of things that are good and old-fashioned, marriage. And yes, that's a picture of gay marriage, which will remain legal because the Supreme Court rejected a call to overturn its decision legalizing same-sex marriage nationally. The call was brought forward by Kim Davis. My Karen senses are tingling. Davis was the county clerk in Kentucky who, when gay marriage became legal federally in 2015, after the Supreme Court ruled on Obergefell v. Hodges, refused to issue same-sex couples marriage licenses over religious objections. I know, she's probably one of those things you haven't thought of since 2015, like Shia LaBeouf's rat tail. Since then, Davis has been battling legal issues. She's defied court orders and was found in contempt and was ordered to pay $360,000 to a same-sex couple she refused to marry. Conservative Supreme Court Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and John Roberts, who looks like a real boy wished upon a star to become a puppet, all dissented from the Obergefell v. Hodges decision and are still on the court today. But despite this, and there being six conservative justices total, the court declined to hear Davis's case. Why is this significant? Well, for years, many Democrats have been calling this Supreme Court disgraceful and corrupt and saying it's only a matter of time until they overturn gay marriage.
We told you it was next. When Roe v. Wade was overturned, we said, next on the chopping block is Obergefell v. Hodges. And y'all were like, nope. Gays for Trump were like, no, you're fear-mongering. And here we are.
Yep, here we are, with gay marriage not being overturned. Fortunately, all the people saying the Supreme Court was taken over by radical Christian extremists who are going to drag this country into a Puritan dystopia were quick to apologize and admit they were wrong, as you can see here. Chicago police are looking for a man suspected of pulling out a knife and stabbing a woman in the chest while she was sitting on a bench at a CTA Blue Line stop. I know, a violent crime happening in Chicago. Shocking. But why does a woman being randomly stabbed by a stranger while taking a train sound so familiar? Oh, yeah. Fights broke out and multiple people were arrested at a Turning Point USA event at the University of California, Berkeley. And yes, you heard me correctly. A conservative Turning Point USA event took place at Berkeley, one of the most liberal campuses in America. So it's no wonder there was conflict. This would be like the Jets showing up on shark territory, only with less snapping and more bottle throwing. Assistant U.S. Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon said the Department of Justice would investigate the university and the city of Berkeley over this incident, saying they should have been more prepared. But she blamed the violence on Antifa.
When a violent mob like Antifa comes and attacks like this, it's what we call a heckler's veto in First Amendment jurisprudence. And given the fact that there has now been a terrorist designation here, the Joint Terrorism Task Force is going to be looking into this together with the DOJ, my Civil Rights Division, and the FBI, and understand what happened here.
Antifa being designated as domestic terrorists has been a controversial decision, and as many point out, they lack central organization. However, these protesters calling themselves anti-fascists and escalating the situation to violence isn't helping the argument that Antifa isn't a real problem. Also not helping is that one of the protesters arrested is named Jihad. Yes, Jihad. That's so on the nose, I'm surprised no one on the left is claiming he's a plant. This would be like if the KKK had a guy arrested named Cross Bernie Berkowitz. Or maybe Cross Bernie Jones, since the KKK probably isn't allowed too many Berkowitzes. Congressman Jamie Raskin, the top Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, and when it comes to his ears, yes, they are real and spectacular, says a whistleblower told him that Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, is receiving special treatment in prison. Maxwell is allegedly receiving customized meals, access to computers, and even a service puppy, which is going to make future America Uncovered mental health breaks kind of awkward, since it'll just remind us how a human trafficker has a puppy to help her work through the trauma of facing the consequences of causing trauma to others. Maxwell's reportedly receiving such special treatment that the whistleblower said one of the top prison officials was, and I quote, sick of having to be Maxwell's bitch. Maybe that's why they got her the dog. Tired of being one? Get her one. That's called outsourcing responsibilities. Although I don't actually know if the dog is female. Documents obtained by House Judiciary Democrats also seem to indicate Maxwell is seeking a commutation of her sentence from the Trump administration. We obviously don't know if her request would be approved, but Raskin wrote to Trump, what information is Ms. Maxwell agreeing to suppress in order to receive such outlandishly favorable treatment as a federal prisoner and convicted sex offender? This all sounds like some kind of sweetheart deal. Of course, Epstein also got a sweetheart deal at one point. Then he was released, arrested again, and totally killed himself. Stop asking questions about this tape, which totally shows no one entered his cell, even though you can't see his cell in this footage, and there's time missing from it, and authorities also originally said it never existed. Starting to see why Maxwell might be anxious enough to need a service puppy. Speaking of Jeffrey Epstein, because it's been 30 seconds, so I'm contractually obligated to mention him again, Democrats on the House Oversight Committee released new emails from Epstein's estate. In them, Epstein talks about Donald Trump. Many sites are reporting this as incriminating for Trump and insinuating it means Trump knew what Epstein was up to and may have even participated in it. But there are a few issues with that. First, you have to rely on the word of Jeffrey Epstein. Sure, Epstein said, I have met some very bad people, none as bad as Trump, not one decent cell in his body, but are we really going to go with a disgraced sex trafficker being the best judge of character? And here I thought Democrats embracing Marjorie Taylor Greene was as weird as it would get. Welcome to the blue wave, dead guy. Second, Trump claims to have kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago for recruiting young girls, including his future victim, Virginia Giuffre. And the lawyer for Epstein's victims claims Trump helped him in his case against Epstein.
The only thing that I can say about President Trump is that he is the only person who, in 2009, when I served a lot of subpoenas on a lot of people, or at least gave notice to some pretty connected people that I was going, that I wanted to talk to them, he is the only person who picked up the phone and said, let's just talk. I'll give you as much time as you want. I'll tell you what you need to know. And was very helpful in the information that he gave, and gave no indication whatsoever that he was involved in anything untoward whatsoever.
Of course, this attorney could also be withholding information or lying, so it's a matter of who you trust more, a sex trafficker or a lawyer. The worst would you rather I've ever heard. Hours after these releases, Republicans on the House Oversight Committee released 20,000 pages of documents from Epstein's estate and said Democrats were cherry-picking to try and generate clickbait. Democrats were also accused of redacting the name of Virginia Giuffre in an email to make it seem as though Trump knew of or was in on her abuse by Epstein, despite Giuffre saying Trump couldn't have been friendlier, which isn't exactly something you would say about a guy who knew you were being sex trafficked. That'd be like saying, that guy who watched me being tortured in the dungeon was a real swell fella. And Giuffre said she didn't remember seeing Trump at Epstein's house, contradicting Epstein's claim. So it's a matter of who do you trust more, a sex trafficker or a sex trafficking victim? Oh, that's the easiest would you rather I've ever heard. So there you have it. Trump is totally free and clear, right? Well, not so fast. Despite a lot of the attempts by Democrats to dredge up Epstein to use him to smear Trump, turning out to be nothing burgers, and despite the fact that they had 4 years under Biden to release the files if they wanted to, Trump's seeming desperate attempts to block the release of the Epstein files have been real weird. Almost as weird as this interaction giving a bottle of Trump cologne to the president of Syria.
Take that, Joe, put it in. And then the other one is for your wife. How many wives?
Your wife.
You guys said never know, right?
This may be the most literal way I've seen him throw people off the scent of the Epstein files. But what or who might the president be trying to hide that are in those files? Well, we may find out soon, because the House will vote next week on a bill compelling the release of the Epstein files. Stay tuned, everybody. At this point, I would love to see them released just so we could all shut up about them already. And transparency would be appreciated. It's a long shot, but it'd be nice if we could be filled with knowledge and a renewed sense of trust in the government, instead of only being filled with good old-fashioned microplastics. But what do you think? Leave your comments below with that American flag emoji. And before you go, check out this video chosen by the algorithm, because why get therapy when this robotic curation already knows what you need? Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. Thank you for watching America Uncovered.